This large manuscript, created in ink, color, and gold on paper, greets visitors at the entrance to the exhibition.
It certainly is one of the biggest. It's certainly the heaviest. It weighs some 60 kilos, and it is quite remarkable. Many of these manuscripts were created primarily for display. They were given as gifts to mosques and mausolea.
The majority of the 66 manuscripts on view are from Istanbul's Museum of Turkish and Islamic Arts. Some are from the Freer and Sackler Gallery's permanent collections. The work's origin ranges from 7th century Damascus, Syria, to 17th century Istanbul. Some were transferred to the museum from the tombs of Ottoman sultans.
They were created for some of the most powerful sultans, rulers in these regions. And eventually, after many years, they were acquired by the Ottoman royal family.
Masume Farhad, the Freer and Sackler's chief curator and curator of Islamic art, says although each manuscript contains an identical text, they are in different formats and styles. The mastery and skill of the artists have transformed each manuscript into a unique work of art.
For instance, there is a manuscript by the calligrapher Yakut, who is probably one of the greatest calligraphers to have ever worked in the Islamic world from the late 12th, early 13th century.
The exhibition showcases the beauty of the calligraphy and the intricacy of the illuminated decoration by early Quran scribes. It also tells the individual stories of some of the manuscripts, their makers, and original owners.
We hope that visitors, whatever their interests, will come and take away some of these stories. Some may be interested in the calligraphy, some may be interested in particular calligraphers or in the art of illumination. And the way that the exhibition is organized, we hope that we have something for all our visitors.
The Quran exhibition continues through February 20th, 2017, and also offers additional resources on a website available both on-site and online.